A trough?
No, the kind with a, you know, it's got a, you just carry it over your arm, like with milk around.
Oh, a pail.
Okay.
A bucket.
All right, if it were wood, which would you have been more likely to say it, a pail or a bucket?
Pail.
A pail, yes, a wooden ma'am. Pail.
Yeah.
And which one did you use to keep water in?
The wooden pails.
Okay. And if it were made out of metal, what would you call it?
A bucket.
Okay. What did you use for milking back on the farm? Metal one?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you call a heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
A skillet.
Okay. And do you remember one that had legs on it?
Yes, I do.
And how was that called?
A skillet.
A skillet too, mm-hmm. And that was used
yes.
to cook in the fireplace?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you call it now? You still call it a skillet?
I don't know where now it is. Yes, I guess so. I guess they're still called kids skillets.
And what do you use to fry in, though, now?
A deep what?
Deep cooker?
And something like a deep cooker.
Okay, and what do you say fried chicken in now? Or bacon or eggs or so forth?
Well, I have a Dutch oven. Mm-hmm. That's what I fry in now.
I see. Okay. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, that thing where you turn the water off?
A faucet.
And what about one on a barrel? Do you remember a barrel that had something mm-hmm. you turn? What did you call it on a barrel?
No, I don't know.
Don't remember? Well, I don't either, but they ask that question here. Mm-hmm. What about the same sort of thing out in the yard that water comes out of, out in the yard, and you turn it on?
Spigots.
Okay. If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to bring them home?
A sack.
Okay. And what about maybe a long time ago you used, maybe you still get a large thing like that made out of real loosely woven cloth, and you might say you're going to get 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes. Maybe you used to get sugar or flour or meal in them. What would you call that? But you know the kind I'm talking about, that maybe they carried feed for the animals in. It was real closely woven, loosely.
A crocus sack.
Okay. Do you still use them around on the farm?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Not too much. They have changed the styles of making them now.
Oh.
You know, that old-fashioned crocus sack.
Right.
They has a plastic, has a plastic bag like now.
Huh. Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up your mouth to blow on?
Oh, Lord.
You know, that
a
little...
A harp.
Okay, and what about the one that you hold in your teeth and you go that way?
Oh, Lord, I don't know what that is.
It goes doing, 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 doing. You don't remember one like that?
Yes, I might do, but I don't know what the name of it is.
Okay, here are some words that somebody has used. A breath harp, a juice harp, a French harp, a mouth harp. Any of them sound familiar? Don't remember? Doesn't matter. It's just none of them sound familiar. Okay.
That juice harp sounds familiar.
Might be that. Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made of a long board balanced in the middle, and the child sits on each end and they go, you know, up
a springboard.
Okay.
Or a seesaw.
Okay. Are they the same?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about a homemade merry-go-round? Did you ever play on a homemade merry-go-round? Maybe a plank was nailed on something you could go.
No, I never did, but I have seen them. I'm familiar with them.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't remember a different word for them? They just called them merry-go-round.
Oh. No, I don't. I sure don't.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or razors or scythes with?
Wet rocks.
Okay.